Oh, hey, friends, this sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Well, how's everybody feeling this morning?
Feeling good, baby.
Well, the Golden Knights, man, overtime again. Howden wins it 4 minutes in. I knew that I was not going to make it to overtime. I knew. I asked my wife. It's funny. I asked my wife, I said, can we just leave the volume up a little bit on the TV? We just leave it up a little louder. So I knew, and you know how you tell yourself, you're like, pay attention if something happens. And literally I woke up just as Brett Howden scored. And I don't know why, you know, just because I told myself I would. And,
it was meant to be. There we go.
Yeah, holy shnikes. I don't think we're out of the woods yet, but back to Minnesota for game six on Thursday at 4:30. Don't be shocked if there's a game seven on Saturday. And good Lord. And this is just the first round of the playoffs. It's just the first round.
Playoff time's the best time of the year, man. It's crazy.
Oh God. And I know you're an NBA fan too. And
on that end too, the games are exciting as well.
Oh my God. Yeah. Four. And I'll admit it. I'll admit it. I'm probably getting in trouble for this one just because I got NBA ties. The regular season, Well, it's just hockey regular season. I love.
Really?
Yeah. Basketball regular season has been, man, it's a lot of jogging. You know what I mean? It's a lot of, you know.
Saving your body for these couple of weeks right now. That's what it is.
Yes, that's what it is, man. But yeah, from what I understand, the playoffs have been really good. So, all right, there we go. Michaela's out again today. And as we expected, that might happen. She's going to take another day. She says she'll be back tomorrow. Maybe. I told her, great. When you feel like, I said, no, take the rest of the month off, which of course today is the last day of the month because tomorrow it's going to be May. So I just don't worry about it. Take the rest of the month off. And she was like, what? And I said, no, it's just one day. Don't worry about it. So we might see her tomorrow. We might not. All right.
Either way, we'll hold down the 4-4.
Yeah, this end of it never stops. It's Wednesday, April 30th, 2025. He's Adrian Hernandez, and thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. First pick is next.
Chet Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
First pick coming up in just a minute. I love this. What outdated slang words do you still use? All of them. And something popped up. No, and I know. I like what I like. So I just, you know, I just do my thing. God, you're right, Adrian. This is a long. We just got an email a second ago. Somebody from Maine that's trying to get us to help them to see Bruno Mars. See, people say we're not relevant anymore. That's a lie.
This poor girl.
It all happens.
PowerPoint presentation on this.
But I mean, they literally just announced the new Bruno dates, and pow, here, help me to see Bruno. Come on, man. Dude, listen, that's not the way you do it in 2025. I appreciate you. Get a GoFundMe. Tell your story. Raise $500,000 and fly to Vegas to see Bruno Mars. It's not how you do it anymore.
One of our listeners who calls in all the time, Jessica Rizzo, on social media yesterday, she made this huge post about J Balvin, about all the merch she's bought, blah, 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 blah. Long story short, guess who's the first person that comments on there? J Balvin with his 8.6 million followers. And it's like, that's how you show support. You got to be creative with it.
Yeah, but what was she was talking about buying merch, and then what was her
ending? I guess she was just very excited. I think she's trying to meet him. When he comes into town, I think she's successful.
Okay, now meet and greet. Okay, maybe meet and greet. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? Because he can't buy that always.
Exactly. Which is, I think that's the situation that he doesn't do that anymore. You know, he kind of just performs a show and gets out of town.
Good for him.
So I was like, that's a creative way to do that. That's how you got to approach it.
He has a responsibility to his fans. Nah, he doesn't. Maybe you don't like it. It's okay. It's okay. We were just talking about this because Adrian, and it's a great balance, and I love this balance. Adrian's way into the NBA playoffs, not so much the NHL playoffs. I'm way into the NHL playoffs, not so much the NBA playoffs. But I mean, we each have a working knowledge of the other guy's thing. A
little yin and yang system.
Yeah, Tyrese Halliburton, who's big star. Team USA, all that kind of stuff for the Indiana Pacers. They just eliminated the Milwaukee Bucks last night. Giannis Antetokounmpo, who's the star of the Bucks, the Greek freak, he's one of the best players on the planet. And apparently Tyrese Halliburton's dad came on the court to mix it up with Giannis. And it's like, what are we doing? Stop it. What is it? What is this? AAU? Come on, man.
And also, I know the internet's been having this gorilla, 100 men versus one gorilla, if men could do it. Tyrese Halliburton's dad is like 5'8". Yeah. Giannis is 7 foot tall. I'm not walking up to anyone that tall with that type of anger, energy.
Stay off the court. That's sacred. God, that takes us down 13 different. We will talk about that later. 100 men or one gorilla. Who you got? Oh, you got
100 men.
I think eventually the 100 men overwhelm the gorilla, but the gorilla's taking a bunch with him.
Oh no, 100%. It'll end up being only 12 men, but if there's strategy, I think that we can pull it off.
Oddly enough, we've gone through like three different topics right now. None of them part of the first pick. That's coming up.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Hang on for Vegas thrill tickets. Four of them. It's their last weekend. They're playing Orlando on Friday at Lee's Family Forum. You're taking your whole crew with you right after.
Chet Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work. Listen to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
First pick coming in just a minute. I love this. What outdated slang words do you still use? All of them. And something popped up. No, and I know. I like what I like. So I just, you know, I just do my thing. God, you're right, Adrian. This is a long. We just got an email a second ago. Somebody from Maine that's trying to get us to help them to see Bruno Mars. See, people say we're not relevant anymore. That's a lie.
This poor girl.
It all happens.
PowerPoint presentation on this.
But I mean, they literally just announced the new Bruno dates, and pow, here, help me to see Bruno. Come on, man. Dude, listen, that's not the way you do it in 2025. I appreciate you. Get a GoFundMe. Tell your story. Raise $500,000 and fly to Vegas to see Bruno Mars. Dude, it's not how you do it anymore.
One of our listeners who calls in all the time, Jessica Rizzo, on social media yesterday, she made this huge post about J Balvin, about all the merch she's bought, blah, 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 blah. Long story short, guess who's the first person that comments on there? J Balvin with his 8.6 million followers. And it's like, that's how you show support. You got to be creative with it.
Yeah, but what was she was talking about buying merch, and then what was her
ending? I guess she was just very excited. I think she's trying to meet him when he comes into town, and now, I think she's successful.
Okay, now meet and greet. Okay, maybe. Meet and greet, maybe. You know what I'm saying? Because he can't buy that always.
Exactly, which is, I think that's the situation, that he doesn't do that anymore. You know, he kind of just performs a show and gets out of town.
Good for him.
I was like, that's a creative way to do that. That's how you gotta approach it.
He has a responsibility to his fans. Nah, he doesn't. Maybe you don't like it. It's okay. It's okay. We were just talking about this because Adrian, and it's a great balance, and I love this balance. Adrian's way into the NBA playoffs, not so much the NHL playoffs. I'm way into the NHL playoffs, not so much the NBA playoffs. But I mean, we each have a working knowledge of the other guy's thing. A
little yin and yang system.
Yeah, Tyrese Halliburton, who's big star. Team USA, all that kind of stuff for the Indiana Pacers. They just eliminated the Milwaukee Bucks last night. Giannis Antetokounmpo, who's the star of the Bucks, the Greek freak, he's one of the best players on the planet. And apparently Tyrese Halliburton's dad came on the court to mix it up with Giannis. And it's like, what are we doing? Stop it. What is this? AAU? Come on, man.
And also, I know the internet's been having this gorilla, 100 men versus one gorilla, if men could do it. Tyrese Halliburton's dad is like 5'8". Yeah. Giannis is 7 foot tall. I'm not walking up to anyone that tall with that type of anger, energy.
Stay off the court. That's sacred. God, that takes us down 13 different. We will talk about that later. 100 men or one gorilla. Who you got?
Well, you got 100 men.
I think eventually the 100 men overwhelm the gorilla, but the gorilla's taking a bunch with him.
Oh, no, 100%. It'll end up being only 12 men, but if there's strategy, I think that we can pull it off.
Oddly enough, we've gone through like three different topics right now. None of them part of the first pick. That's coming up.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Hang on for Vegas Thrill Tickets. Four of them. It's their last weekend. They're playing Orlando on Friday at Lee's Family Forum. You're taking your whole crew with you right after.
When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
We were thinking about doing some good feeling stories of the day coming up next.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Of course, the headline, everybody stayed up late last night to watch the Golden Knights win in overtime. Game 6 coming up on Thursday at 4:30 in Minnesota. Not out of the woods yet, but at least a lot better than honestly, didn't this all look shaky like back in games 3 and 4?
Yeah. I mean,
shoot. It looked like Minnesota won last night with a minute left. How that dude was offsides. Man, that's just dumb. The long and the short of it, if you missed it towards the end, Minnesota looked like they were going to win, but they were cheating. And so, so true.
And the good guys won.
Yeah. Bad guys got caught cheating. See, good feeling stories of the day. Bad guys lose. Cheaters lose. Good guys win.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
And we got to see Marc-Andre Fleury in goal in the fortress one more time, which was weird. I'm not sure how I felt about that. I was like, you watch those. When it looked like the guy scored and they were going to win. And I'm like, Flower gets to skate out of here with, oh my God, after what happened to him. But these are the good feeling stories of the day, people. I think if we're all thinking on the same page, the jury's still a bit out on whether AI is actually good for us or not. You know what I mean? Well, sure, there's plenty of good things. Well, that's how they suck you in, people. That's how
exactly.
So we'll give an example We'll speak for those who believe that AI is good, because again, it's your good feeling stories of the day coming up next.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
I feel like I'm kind of in the same with everybody else, where the jury's still a little bit out on, you know, ChatGPT, AI, all of that kind of stuff. It's fun. It's fun. I'm just, you know, I think we're all waiting for the robots to take over.
100%.
Right? And I mean, we all joke. We all make that same joke, but got to believe it's possible. However, and this may be how they suck us in. A new AI-powered test is able to diagnose osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis with dang near 100% accuracy. We're not just doing this just, you know, because it's us. Literally 98.5% accuracy. That's right. The branding.
Of course.
And even better, it only requires a small sample of joint fluid. Listen, if your grandparents or maybe your parents, if you've ever been around anybody who suffers from that, rheumatoid arthritis or the osteoarthritis or any of that, it's just tough. It's everything, like everything hurts, you know? And so yeah. You don't want to see the people you love hurt. So and did I tell you too, even better, it only requires a small sample of joint fluid. So the researchers say this technology's fast diagnosis could become a very valuable tool in healthcare, and they get to it quicker and they fix the problem. So now I think we're also maybe a little bit on the fence about 5 foot long boa constrictors, the big snakes that'll choke you out.
Yeah.
This man, and I don't know, is it like a big full moon? Are Michaela and my wife on their cycle this week or whatever? My emotions are high. My sentimentality is.
Oh, you're
high.
On your third blue moon. I got you.
I'm on. Yeah. No. Yeah. Aunt Flo's in town. I'm just saying. A 5 foot long boa constrictor had to be brought down from a tree limb in Texas last week, because obviously, you know, you walk by 5 foot boa constrictor up on the tree. Yeah. It was a pet boa and would not be able to fend for itself out in the wild. So, you know, again, what this thing is, we were just going, well, I can't afford to take care of this thing anymore, or I can't handle it. And they just turn them loose. Oh, they'll be fine. No, they won't. God, and I don't know why the idea of the boa constrictor, why that hurts my heart so much, but it just does. Then, if that's not enough, the animal control officer who rescued this 5 foot long boa constrictor is also fostering it and might end up giving it a forever home. The animal control guy said she needed a good home, and I felt like me and my son and my wife could give her one. Her name is now Ruby.
So, there we go.
I don't know why that got me like that, but it did. Good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, how you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, here we go. Wednesday, the 30th day of April, 2025. Michaela Gordon is out for one more day. I just, if you missed it yesterday, she lost her stepmom on Monday and then had Idol. And so it's just like, just emotionally, the highs and the lows and the everything. And she thought she might come back tomorrow or might come back today. And then last night she's like, yeah, I could just get one more day. We're like, cool. I said, take the rest of the month off, because, you know, why not?
It's gonna be May.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Well done.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Very proud. Very proud. She might be back tomorrow. She might be back next week. We're not worried. You know what I mean? Like, we're not worried about it. You know who might be a touch worried about it is Karina Vasquez from Sunrise Manor, who's going for win number 5. Sunrise Manor, which is, of course,
the City of Champions.
Uh-huh. And they're going for win number 22 overall. We haven't checked the board in a while. Sunrise Manor, number 1 on the list, 21 wins overall. Silverado Ranch in 2nd. They've got 15. Aliante with 14. Best of the West, 13. Centennial Hills rounds out the top 5 with 10 wins overall. Rhodes Ranch has 9. Hendertucky with 8. Mountain's Edge with 6 wins overall in Michaela's hometown throwdown. Summerlin South, Wagon Wheel, Coronado, Anthem, Southern Highlands, Southwest, Southwest, and Inspirata. They've got 5 wins apiece, rounding out the top 10. Enterprise, Cadence, West Henderson, Spring Valley, North Las Vegas, and Santa Fe, 4 wins each. And Karina trying to retire as a 5-time champion. And she's been on ice since, is it Friday?
Yes, it's last week.
Okay. I was saying, for a minute, I thought we took Friday off. I couldn't remember. So she's been waiting since Friday to try and become a 5-time champion.
Well, listen, she stomped out the competition. She'll be all right. Days to prep.
That's the thing, though. She was on such a roll. I need to start keeping better records too of things like, because we're not sure anybody's even scored a point against her in Michaela's hometown throwdown. So
she's creating stats.
Hopefully she'll get her shot tomorrow. Here's the other thing. She requested Pitbull tickets for Vegas After Dark, the residency at Blue Live Theater. They released a bunch of new dates and therefore a bunch of new tickets. So Friday, November 21st, which will be here before you know it. But, you know, she can't win them today. So we got to do something with them. So not now. Maybe in, 2 minutes and 47 seconds, you could win them.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
When I'm getting ready in the morning,
while I'm getting dressed,
I dance and laugh.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So Karina Vasquez, did you talk to her? Did you call her?
Not today, no.
Oh, okay. You're just going to let her figure it out on her own?
I should probably know.
I figured when you didn't call.
Do your job, don't do your job, whatever.
I probably should. I mean, that would be a nice thing to just let her know. Well, because it was funny. I was just thinking as the song was ending, I was like, well, should we talk to her? And I'm like, well, what are we going to tell her again? And then I realized we haven't talked to her at all. So we should probably. That's right. She's sitting there going, 7:10. Is anybody? You know, I'd love to believe. Listen, I am under no illusion that anybody ever listens to this show or pays attention. We hope. We pray. We're grateful. If I haven't said it enough this morning, thank you so much for listening.
I'm going to send the carrier pigeon, and apparently she's on hold. So either way, she's going to get a message of some sort.
Why? Just bring her. Oh, she's on hold now?
Yeah. You want to bring her on?
Yeah, of course. Hi, Karina.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, buddy. Yeah, Michaela's out one more day.
Oh, I can't hear you. Hello?
Oh. I said Michaela's out one more day.
Oh, that's good. She should take the week.
You know what? I told her take the rest of the month because it's going to be May. I'm with you on that, though. But, yeah, whatever she wants to do. But when she comes back, then we'll play for your prize. But here's what's funny. So I know that you really want to go to Pitbull, and we have to give away your tickets again, which it's just dumb to me. Like trust, dude, one way or another, you're going to go to Pitbull. Okay. You know,
yeah,
we can't hang you out to dry like that. One way or another, we'll figure something out. But you got to wait
so much.
You got to wait one more day. So
let's do it. The anticipation.
I know, right? I know. Well, have a great day. We'll try this again tomorrow, okay?
Okay. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
All right, buddy. You too. See you later. Karina Vasquez from Sunrise Manor, four-time champion, going for win number 5. But you heard me say it, and I meant it. We can't. So we have tickets. We can't just give them to her because you gotta actually win them. You know, all the rule followers and fun haters in the corporate office. And I understand they got a job to do too. So Karina's loss is your gain. If you are calling number 25 right now, 702-364-9898, you're going to go to
the Jet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Well, that's a name I don't recognize. A new winner in the queue. What's her name, Adrian?
Melina Satomba from Red Rock.
Hi, Melina.
Hi, how are you?
We're good, man. How are you?
I'm great.
Hey, are you a mom?
I am. I just dropped my daughter off at school. She's a high schooler.
I really thought you were just going to say, I just dropped my third kid. You know, just like, I don't
know.
I did. Like,
well, she is my third child, but I just
dropped really? Her off at school. And she's in high school. Good for you. You're almost done. Good for you. Did the other ones move out or have they stayed?
No, actually, they're still at home.
Yeah. No, that's it. That's a common story. That's a common story. So you're perfect for this. I just wanted to ask, because Mother's Day is not this weekend, but next weekend. And we're getting in that mindset now because, well, as you know, tomorrow.
It's going to be May.
So, what do you really want for Mother's Day?
What do I really want for Mother's Day? I just want to spend the day with my kids, whatever it is.
Yeah, and not having to do stuff.
Exactly. I just want, I want to be taken to dinner or dinner made for me. I don't want to cook. I don't want to clean. I just want the day off.
It's such a big deal. It's such big business. Mother's Day, but I'm reading this thing. 60% of moms, 2/3. So confirm or deny. 9 out of 10 moms, in fact, 95 out of 100 say that they would like to have more sleep. Confirm or deny?
Confirm.
Eating a meal while it's hot would be preferable. Oh, confirm or deny?
Confirm.
Solo bathroom break. Confirm or deny?
Confirm.
Because when they're littles, they're just bugging you to bug you. And then when they get older, they're bugging you because for whatever reason, they think they need to be in there right now.
Exactly. Yep. The three kids and the dog. Yeah. You're so right.
2/3 of moms say that they would happily trade any of the gifts that they might get for a chance to sleep. Confirm or deny?
Yes. Confirm.
Two-thirds of moms say they haven't had a nap in the last month.
Well, I'll have to deny. I have had a nap in the last month.
Yeah, because they're old enough now that they don't necessarily want to be around you all the time. No, that's good.
Exactly.
Thoughtful gifts are nice. It wraps up by saying thoughtful gifts are nice. Flowers and dinners out are appreciated, although that for you, that would be amazing because then it's kind of the day off thing. Bonus family time is special. But nothing shows your appreciation for what moms do more than doing it your damn self so mom can relax.
Exactly.
I love it. Well, let's start planning ahead for November 21st and have a mom. We're unofficially proclaiming it Mom's Night Out for you to go to Pitbull on Friday, November 21st.
Oh my gosh. Yay.
Thank you to our buddies at Live Nation. In fact, let's just go ahead and sweeten this whole thing. What's your favorite Pitbull song that's not so obscure that we wouldn't play it?
Tomorrow.
Oh, wait, you want to hear him sing it, not me. Okay, you got it. And enjoy your tickets and enjoy your day and happy Mother's Day in advance.
Thank you so much.
Hang on 2 seconds. Oh, good. Us too.
Hey. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Some men just have a one-track mind, Bailey. I'm just saying, who's this on the phone, Adrian?
We got Bailey Van Helmrich from Green Valley.
Yeah, Bailey, do you spell it with a Y?
Yes.
Yeah. Some men have a one-track mind. Some men only want one thing, Bailey, as we well know. Adrian, of course, seeing that you spell it Bayley, goes, not the wrestler.
That seems to confirm. You never know.
That's true. You never know who comes to Vegas. You never know.
And my pal Adrian, let's check in.
Yeah, yeah. Great. Oh, yeah. He said, let's check out his show. Maybe, you know what? Let me sneak in. You never know.
Hey, okay,
just to be clear, you're not the wrestler, right?
Nope, not the
Have you been in a fight before, though?
or if you go...
I have not been in a fight.
Or if you pause and you go, maybe, you know, then... Yeah. Okay, so your 177-second survey starts right now. Who wins? Who wins in a fight? 100 men or one gorilla?
Gorilla.
Interesting.
Adrian, without hesitation.
Are you team 100
I'm
men?
I'm team men can do it.
I think 100 men, obviously the gorilla's taking some with him, but I think 100 men at some point you're overwhelmed. It's just too much.
I feel like half of those men are just going to end up running away.
Well, that's not much of a fight then, is it? I think the expectation is that everybody's engaged.
At least one punch. At least something.
Yeah, at least something. Is this normal activity? Is this normal or nope? Bailey, and these are just different statements made by people. I spread my peanut butter with a spoon. Is that normal or nope?
No.
Adrian?
I've seen it done. I don't think it's normal, though.
Yeah, agreed. I've seen it done because you scoop it out with the spoon and then you just use the spoon. But no, I'm using a knife. I prefer self-checkout. Normal or nope?
Normal. I feel like that's pretty normal nowadays. People just want to get in and get out.
Adrian?
It's normal.
I'm preferred. Yeah, I'm pretty good at it. My wife always marvels at the fact. In fact, sometimes I just go through self-checkout with my wife because she goes, God, it's amazing how good you are at this. And I'm like, yeah, that's right.
Like, do you use the scanner gun or you just slide it through?
Whatever works. Whatever I got to do. Whatever's there. I don't know. I'm good. Here's what's funny. I worked at a grocery store for like literally 3 weeks. But none of it was checking out. I just, for whatever reason, that's my skill. I only wash clothes when they have a stain or a smell. Otherwise, they go back in the closet. Normal or nope?
I hate to like say it, but I feel like people will say I feel like it's normal. I feel like people are doing that. It's
Adrian.
Not normal, but
nope. Wait. Going with a nope. Big nope. All caps.
Pants, I'll give them a couple of rotations, but everything else goes straight in the laundry. I have elaborate files of intense pre-written text messages that I might need later to prove a point. Is that normal or is that nope?
Normal.
Really? You pre-write text messages just in case you're in an argument later and you go, well, one day, you know, like, so you get the... What's that?
I said, you never know.
God, that's funny. So you come up, you get the inspiration, you come up with a brilliant argument and you go, I got to save that. That's going to come at one day. One day, somebody's going to ask me. Who wins, 100 men or one gorilla? And I'm going to have my argument ready. I'm going to have my argument ready for that. No answer? Okay, all right, good. Enjoy your Matt Rife tickets on Friday at MGM Grand Garden Arena. Thank you to our friends at Live Nation.
Oh, no way. Thank you. Sorry, I did not hear the last part. It cut out.
Well, you know what? You heard the important part, and that's all that matters. And hear this. Have a great day, and thank you for listening to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
In the morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
I like that, Bailey. I like that, Bailey. Relationship Rehab is coming up next. Fandango codes for you to go see Marvel Studios Thunderbolts. Your brother, how do I explain this in a short? I'm going to read what I wrote down in advance. You have your brother at your wedding, or you get $10,000 in cash. Which do you choose? You can't have both. Either your brother comes to your wedding or you get $10,000 cash. Which do you choose? We'll tell you the story and we'll work it out. Relationship Rehab coming up in just moments. Hang on.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Hey, welcome to the final day of April. Believe it or not, tomorrow.
It's gonna be May.
Believe it or not, might as well get in early before everybody else does it.
Damn straight.
It's gonna be May. You're still kind of, yeah. I feel like we got here awful quick.
Really?
100 degrees is gonna be right around the corner. Well, yes and no. You know what I mean? Just because it's been a lot going on. April flu. And I know
April's been one for the books, man. It's been one for the books.
Has been. It's just been a lot. Michaela may be back tomorrow. She wanted to take one more day. If you missed it, her stepmom finally lost the battle with cancer on Monday. And she had American Idol. So you're the highest of highs, lowest of lows. We told her, you know, I told her take the rest of the month off.
It's gonna be May.
Ah, so maybe tomorrow. Yeah. But whatever she needs, you know, honestly, and at this point, we're getting close enough. Today's Wednesday. I don't know. Just maybe come back Monday. You know what I mean? Just clear your head. But yeah. I will also say this. There are many, many times where this is the happy place. You know what I mean? You get
this is the escape.
Yeah, you close those doors and you get inside these walls and you get with your friends and it can be very therapeutic. So, and he's Adrian Hernandez. You talk to him in a minute when you call for relationship rehab, because you will call for relationship rehab, won't you? At 702-364-9898. Maisie, I love that name. Maisie, M-A-Y-S-I-E, Maisie in Green Valley. My BFF is having her wedding at this all-inclusive resort in Mexico. They were trying to compare pictures. Remember when Kayla did that last year? When Kayla, or was it last year, year before? When, before Kayla. Kayla, we had the all-inclusive.
Yeah.
So they think it might even be the same one. It's a full week deal that will cost roughly $10,000 a couple, all in. You know, airfare, the whole deal. If you're going, the bride's brother can't really get that time off work right now and can't really afford both the trip and an expensive gift. So he made his sister an offer. She can have him at her wedding, or he'll give her $10,000 cash. So one way, he's like, sis, I'm not, you know, she really wants to take the money. Obviously, they got this all-inclusive wedding to pay for. And, you know, $10,000 goes a long way. But the rest of her family, apparently she's been called greedy. She's been called selfish. I can only imagine what mom and grandma are saying. Brother's got to be there. The brother's got to be there. So they're calling her greedy and selfish and a bunch of other stuff for even considering it. Maisie says, 10K is a lot of money. I told her to take it too. What do y'all think? And I'm looking at Adrian's face right now, and he's definitely taken a side on all of this. Oh,
this one's easy for me.
Yeah, one's easy for you. 702-364-9898. Call number 25 right now. Marvel Studios Thunderbolts. You want to go see it for free? We've got a pair of Fandango codes. Our buddies at Allied Global Marketing gave them to us, and we want to give them to you. We'll start with caller number 25. Do you take the money, or does your brother have to be at the wedding? Call us right now.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, Maisie in Green Valley's best friend's having her wedding at an all-inclusive in Mexico. Full week, you know, 10K a couple, all in. Bride's brother can't really get that kind of time off work, can't really afford both the trip and an expensive gift. So he said, I'll give you, we can go, my wife and I, or whoever is significant other, we can go, or we're going to give you $10,000. Because that's about what it would be. Maisie's best friend really wants to take the money. The fact that she's even said, who's on the phone, Adrian?
We got Sabrina.
Hey, Sabrina. The fact that Maisie's friend even thought about taking the money is the rest of the family's calling her greedy and selfish. And obviously, you know what side they're on is they want the brother there. And they're like, you can't take that money. So I always say that there's clues in these things. My guess is the money's not really a problem for the family as such. You know what I mean? Maisie's friend's not having the wedding there if nobody can come. The rest of the family is saying, this is BS. He's got to be there. So I don't know that. Yeah, I, I, although, Although Maisie or Maisie's friend wants to take the 10K. What do you do here?
I would definitely take the money. I mean, obviously they have that type of relationship for the brother to even make the proposition of either he can be there or he can send the money. And if they talk about it and if he's presented it like that,
right,
and he has no problem with giving her the money, I mean, why not? Why not? I'm pretty sure they can get together again. You can watch videos. Even if he could, if he couldn't be there, he could watch the video for whatever reason. But she's getting money on top of it, so why not? Because those on things are expensive. I went last year for my sister's vacation destination wedding, and it was great. But, I mean, and for whatever reason, because it almost seems like an out for him as well. He may not really want to go.
Yep. That also, you know, when I say that there's clues in these things, that was the other clue that I kind of picked up on, was like, if he's offering, because listen, I don't care who you are. 10,000 is a significant, that's a milestone. 10K yeah. is a significant amount of money. And if you're offering it up in and willing to walk away for, you know, for 10 grand, you might be sending a message as well.
Right.
So, you know what else isn't cheap these days? Movie tickets. So we're going to send you to go see Marvel Studios Thunderbolts, courtesy of our friends at Allied Global Marketing. We got a pair of Fandango coats for you. Hang on one second. All right.
All right.
Thank you, buddy. Bree, you're taking the cash too. No, Bree gone.
Yeah, Bree's gone. We got Tiffany and Nikki left.
Okay. So Tiff, you're against this idea.
I mean, I'm not against it if her and her brother talk about it and that's what she wants to do. But I feel like the memories of the wedding, and like you said, the family obviously has the money or they wouldn't be doing this. So it's like, if the family has money, you have to think of it more of like, do you want your, because I have sisters and my sisters, I like the money wouldn't be a thing. It'd be like, I want my sister there. But if they don't want to come and they want to send the money, that's another thing. But at the end of the day, like the memories that happen are going to make a bigger difference than that $10,000 is.
Yeah. No, I hear that as well. Nikki, anything else you want to pile on with that?
Well, I'm not trying to be morbid, but I lost my brother a few years ago and he was my best friend. So I would give anything to have him at my wedding. And I got married a couple years ago and he wasn't there. So we just stuck his picture on the chair with my next to my dad's picture. So I would give anything to have them at my wedding because you can't get those memories back. So 10,000 it's a significant money for some people, but for me, I would much rather have my brother there. And I think maybe if she thought about it in that way, you know, if her brother wasn't alive, then maybe she would want her brother there.
What, Adrian, what are you, Adrian's making hand signals. What are the hand signals?
No, I hear everything that Nikki's saying, and yeah. I totally understand that perspective.
By the way, thank you, Nikki. Have a great day.
I, my whole thing is that, like she just said, experiences and memories, right? So if someone that you love, your brother and sister, is not at your wedding, you can have an opportunity later on to create another memory. It might not be replicable of what a wedding is, but you can still make great memories with them. And I will take that. I think that can still happen. It doesn't necessarily need to be. It needs to be at the wedding.
That's why I went ahead and let her go, because there was no way in the world that I was going to let you be on the line with her and tell her, oh, no, I'd still rather take the 10,000. There was no way. There was. It's a viewpoint and I respect it, but there was no way I was going to let you tell her that.
One.
Normal people have normal lives. The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
By the way, Chet Buchanan Show brought to you by Animal Foundation's Best in Show. It's this Sunday at the Thomas & Mack. Free if you just want to go. There's also VIP packages and all that kind of stuff. Lisa, what are the chances we're going to see you at Best in Show this Sunday? Any good? Any chance?
I'm hoping to go. But my husband is like, you can't go because you'll bring a dog home.
All of them. Yeah, you'll bring all of them home. It's a really fun event. And if you can swing it, get the VIP packages, because it puts you down. It puts you down for. Do you usually do the VIP or do you sit up in the seats?
VIP. It gets a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, no, the brunch and the booze. Yeah. But then the downside is you're way too close to those dogs, and you know what I mean. And then because then you want to take them home.
Oh yeah, I would take them all home, Chad.
Yeah, I hear you. Oh, Lisa Joniak.
Yes.
Oh, all right. So you have a take on relationship rehab, where Macy in Green Valley, her friend is getting married at an all inclusive in Mexico. Basically, the brother's not sure if he can swing. The time, the cash doesn't appear to be a problem, but going and buying a gift, you know, you got to buy your sister something decent because you're her brother. So he's like, hey, you can either have me there or I'll give you $10,000. Macy's friend is leaning and has said openly that she would take the $10,000, which has caused her family to call her selfish and greedy. And so now she's not quite sure what to do. And you have thoughts?
Yeah, I think she is selfish and greedy. I think her brother has to be at her wedding. I think she's very selfish and greedy. I think that if, first of all, this is just my take on it. I think a destination wedding is only fun for the bride and the groom. But as her family member, you still have to go because this is what she chose. And so you have to go. You have to spend the $10,000, which seems awfully steep for me. But you have to go. You have to pay do the $10,000 thing, and then give your sister a gift another time, at her first anniversary, at something. You know, give her a better gift then when you know. I understand $10,000 is a lot of money, but you have to go. We don't know. We've discussed this before, Chat. We don't know what tomorrow brings. And you have to take every moment you can with your family. Every moment you can. I mean, the example is Kayla. By the way, my deepest condolences to her and her family. You know, we don't know what tomorrow brings. We have to be with our family, and we have to do everything that we can to be around them as much as we can.
That's yes. Yes. And I feel that. And we feel that. And I think everybody feels that. However, are you willing to bet $10,000 that you'll wake up tomorrow? You know what I mean? Evane, are you willing to bet? Are you willing? And you bring up a really good point. If you think back to your wedding, yes, did you have a good time with all of your family and friends and everybody? Yes, my wife Amy and I only had 50 people at our wedding. 48 people. 50 people total.
We had 25.
And there were, and it was still pretty limited on the amount of time that you're spending with folks. Now, we had post-wedding activity, so we were all together all weekend long. But it's still, I hear you. But if she wants to take the $10,000 and he wants to give her the $10,000, and you're willing to bet. That everybody's going to make it back from Mexico and you're still going to be able to see each other. But again, I hear your point about being at the wedding, but.
And it's a wedding. And if I was their mother, I would knock the two of them upside their heads.
Oh God. So final vote. You're out. He's got to be at the wedding.
He's got to be there. No question.
Hopefully I'll see you on Sunday. If you do show up, obviously you'll say hello.
Yes.
So I'll see you on Sunday.
Love you.
Tell your husband I will not allow you to adopt a dog.
Okay. I'll let him know.
All right. Bye. Love you back, by the way. I thought I heard an I love you in there. Love you back. Okay, Adrian, final call. Cause I saw you hedging just a little bit, just like I was. Nope. Give me the money.
Take the money and make an experience with your brother at a later time.
I know what I just said. Take the money. Take the money.
Use it well, wisely.
You want the money. He wants to give you the money. Take the money.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Adrian and I were just talking about this Thunderbolts movie that we were giving out the Fandango codes to, and we'll have more of those later on this week. What did you just say? That it's the what?
It is the highest rated reviewed Marvel movie since Endgame, and the third highest of all time. So it goes. Endgame is one at 96% approval.
And you know,
Black Panther.
Oh, okay. Oh no, I was just gonna say, you know what's stupid? I've never seen Endgame.
I haven't seen it fully either, because I've tried to do the whole one through, because I'm late on Marvel because of my son.
Okay.
I wasn't watching it while it's in its heyday.
Okay. Do you have a definitive, thank you, because this is where I was going to go with this. Do you have a definitive list of what order these should all be watched in?
There's a couple that I found on Reddit that seem very reliable that have also included like some of the shows. And it's astronomical now, because now you're talking about the miniseries, like the Captain America series that they have on Disney Plus, like all this other stuff. So it's a lot. So I haven't gone. I've gone through the order, but it takes a long time.
If you don't do the shows, does it screw it all up?
From my interpretation, it's not 100% necessary, but at least the Disney Plus ones. I don't know about Luke Cage and The Shield that was on ABC and the stuff that was on the CW. No. I don't even think it was called The CW back then. Yeah, I'm not fully doing that. But yeah, this Thunderbolts movie, third highest rated and the highest rated since Endgame. So I'm very, very excited.
Trailer looks spectacular. Yeah, which is why when they offered it up, we were like, yeah, we're all the way in. So, okay, let's make a plan. Tomorrow, how about tomorrow for the 177 second survey, Thunderbolts, Fandango codes, and then on Friday, we'll slide it to the first pick, because I always like to reward people who listen early to the show. So, hold
on. And I want to let people know you can use those codes, and guess what, Chet? Not only can you go watch the Thunderbolts, you can get the 4DX tickets. You already know how I feel about 4DX.
Oh, is that shaky chair?
Yes. We're shaky Italians. Chair, air, all that stuff. Let's go, baby. Yes.
And what the hell? When you're done, hey, I didn't tell you to do this, but when you're done, sneak out and go see the accountant too. I'm just saying.
Chet Buchanan Show. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
9 o'clock on Wednesday, the 30th day of April, the final day of the month. Tomorrow,
it's gonna be May.
Okay, look, if I don't do it, somebody else will. You know that. You know that. Michaela Gordon will be back tomorrow, potentially. And I did tell her, I said, just take the rest of the month off. Just take the rest of the month off. She lost her stepmom a couple of days ago. So they're doing family stuff. And yeah. So I said, yeah, take the rest of the month or the week or whatever works for you. And we'll see. She says she'll be back tomorrow, but we'll, whatever. He is Adrian Hernandez. The State Bar of California has admitted that some of their questions on the examination to take the bar to become a lawyer may have been developed with AI. And you're like, well, what's the problem with that? Everybody's doing stuff with AI now. Yeah, but apparently a non-lawyer said, hey, can you give me some lawyer questions to AI? I don't think that, it's not good. Some of those who took the bar back in February might have their scores adjusted. Somebody from the University of California said this is even worse than we imagined. A small subset of about 20 to 25 multiple choice questions, apparently drafted by somebody who had no idea what they were talking about, and they just used AI. Additionally, some of the test takers also reported that the online testing platform repeatedly crashed during the exam, and that's not good either, but man, from what I understand, that's a lot of work to be a lawyer. That's a lot to get to take the bar exam and all of that, and then to have it be kind of janky. That ain't right.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Seriously, how can you not know this? A mom in Texas has been arrested for allegedly giving Jell-O shots to kids at a Christmas party at an elementary school. they finally investigated and got around to it. And yeah, the young mom claims that she bought the shots from a sweets shop, candy bakery, you know, that kind of joint, and did not know that they had alcohol. Okay. But stop trying to make them grow up so fast. You know what I mean? Like, oh, it'll be cute. The Jell-O shots. It'll be great. It's never, no good comes of that. Children who ate the shots reported having stomach aches and headaches. One boy says he threw up after eating six. He had six of them. No. By the way, that alcohol, no alcohol. Nobody needs six Jell-O shots. You know what I mean? Staff described the mother who brought the shots as a very involved parent who's often present at school functions. So who knows whether she just went off the rails or just didn't know what she was doing. But can we just all agree right now that Jell-O shots of any form at an elementary school, probably not a good, I mean, what's next? Just, you know, vape pens. What are we doing?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's the more you know. Before we go, we've all heard of the Bermuda Triangle. Or you know what? I think you might have to be of a certain age to have heard of the Bermuda Triangle. Because it's not, the hype is not, you know, like it was back in the day. There's now an area called the Alaska Triangle, which is mostly wilderness. Since 1988, more than 16,000 people have disappeared in the Alaska Triangle. That is the place where the most people disappear in the United States. The Alaska Triangle. Stop going there. You know, literally, well, 88, 98, 2008, 2008. Okay, that's 40 years, 16,000. No, that's still too many. It's a lot. It's a lot. The United States, you think we drink a lot of coffee? No, not really. We only drink the 24th most coffee per capita in the world. Really? The home of Starbucks and in all the other coffee joints? People in Finland drink three times more coffee than we do. Three times. I don't think of the Finns as being particularly wound up either. It's kind of wild. More than half the mushrooms in the United States come from one county in Pennsylvania. More than half. That's wild. All right, that's enough. We're going to go. Look at that. You can almost see the weekend from here. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Follow Michaela Gordon on social, MIKALAH Gordon. And then you can follow us at 985KLUC. Adrian, what do you got working?
Man, we're cooking up some new episodes of Unlikely, which you can check out on YouTube and that free Odyssey app. Just search Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez. Plus, follow me on socials, Instagram, TikTok, at Heavyweight Radio. And that's all I got.
The 100,000 subscriber man on YouTube. And listen, everybody have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.